This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
There it is, the musical cue for a segment we do periodically here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. It's called Sports in the Courts, and the star of our show is our good friend Lee Hutton, Twin Cities lawyer, who joins us now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. And Lee, thanks so much for staying up late with us. And before we get into some of the sports-related legal topics, you were such a friend to the station. During the George Floyd protests and the tragedy and everything, and of course, it's ongoing. But as you're well aware of, the dominoes continue to fall in the wake of what happened here at Minneapolis 38th and Chicago Ground Zero. And news out of Denver, and I'm sure you're very aware of this, where the Aurora, Colorado police chief has fired three officers as a part of the Elijah McClain photo investigation. They are basically reenacting a chokehold at the site of where McClain died in Colorado last year. And is it safe to say, Lee, that without the uprising over the George Floyd killing, that maybe we don't know about Elijah McClain at this point?
That's very safe to say. Quite frankly, without the George Floyd incident, we wouldn't know about Breonna Taylor. And we wouldn't know about the many, many other names that have the same connection to a George Floyd type situation. And this is not something that is just happening as a domino effect to a certain extent. This is just an awakening where the world, America, Minnesota, is just paying attention a little bit more to things that have been happening for many, many years.
You know, and Lee, I'm looking at the photo now at DenverPost.com, and it's really disturbing to see the reenactment of the chokehold and see the three officers grinning and smiling. It's unfathomable that you would have that reaction where somebody died. And what can they do in Colorado as they try to reenact what happened? They don't have the video like we do with George Floyd or even Ahmaud Arbery or Rodney King. What could come of this in Aurora, Colorado?
Well, certainly the photo, the insensitive nature of the photo, the lack of empathy that the photo brings, I could easily persuade a jury of some wrongdoing. There's a monumental standard in criminal defense of beyond a reasonable doubt. So the photo within itself won't land the officers into a conviction for murder. However, the fact that they're no longer on the force, the fact that it sends a message to all the current officers and people in law enforcement that this type of behavior won't be tolerated. I think Chris Rock, while a comedian, kind of said it best. This is not a situation that all officers are blanketed with being bad people. That's not the case at all. But there are some professions that you just cannot have bad apples. For example, if you're flying on a plane and the plane doesn't make it to its destination because of a crash, the airline can't say, well, that was our bad apple pilot. Similarly, in the case with police officers, you just can't have bad apples in this type of situation, these type of circumstances.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You can't have these cowboy cops, and if you do, you need to weed them out so the good ones can do their job. And we can all live in a peaceful society. Let's pivot now to some of the sports topics. Again, Lee Hutton, our guest, Twin Cities lawyer on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. We call it Sports in the Courts. I want to start with what I really think is an incredibly heroic effort by Maya Moore, local superstar, Minnesota Lynx, the face of the WNBA, a consummate winner at all levels, preps, college, pros, Olympics. She frees Jonathan Irons down in Missouri, and she took up this cause, Lee, long before the movement here that we're seeing in the wake of George Floyd. This was a passion, and Maya really, it was a slam dunk for her, wasn't it?
It really was. There's always been this big debate. Should athletes step off the court, step off the field, and become leaders in the community? And you have the Doc Rivers thing, I didn't ask to be a role model, but you're seeing more and more activism from athletes, similar to you, Muhammad Ali's and the Jim Browns, but LeBron James is being more vocal. And here in the situation of Maya Moore, of coming into a situation and bringing attention to a wrongful conviction and with positive results. I mean, we've even seen it with Kim Kardashian and some of the efforts that she's done to kind of bring attention to prison reform. I think right now the millennials, the Generation Ys or Zs, I can't keep up with them now. I mean, these kids and especially our athletes are using their platform to really shed light on situations that have been ignored.
Yeah, and we've focused on police reform, and rightfully so in the wake of George Floyd, but wrongful convictions or maybe people who were sent away for extreme amounts of time when it should have been a much reduced sentence. Is that something too that we need to laser focus on? There have to be, Lee, a lot of people like Jonathan Irons who are doing time, probably a lot of minorities who shouldn't be there, or they shouldn't be there for a long period of time.
Yeah, it has. And we've seen this kind of wave. And quite frankly, me being a lawyer, I love our system of due process, which is a pure system. Unfortunately, because of some of the warts and the bad decisions that Americans have made over the years with regard to institutional racism, sexism, and other things, the great system we have has been disturbed by your own human frailties. And when DNA evidence started being used, we've saw not just a small amount, but a significant amount of individuals who have been proven to be wrongfully convicted of matters, especially with sexual assaults and rapes, that we just got it wrong in the judicial system. And so this is something that when we're talking about life, liberty, and freedom, we cannot afford to get these things wrong, and we cannot afford to have justice that's not blind. And I think that's what's happening today. We're kind of going through this cleansing process, and I think Americans will come out on the better side of this. And most importantly, and I've been saying this, and I'll continue to say it, I think Minnesota should be they should be take caution with regard to their position, because we're going to be leaders of the entire world on how we're going to come after or come out of this George Floyd situation as better people, as better humans for the entire world.
And part of the cleansing process appears to be taking place with the Washington Redskins. There has been a push now for a long time to get that name changed. The owner, Daniel Snyder, has basically said no, he's not going to budge. But now FedEx, Pepsi, Nike, corporate heavyweights are saying, you know what, the time is right to change that name. Legally, how does this all work? Is it as simple as Daniel Snyder waking up one day, Lee, and saying, guess what, we're now the Washington Monuments?
That's right. It's always been that simple. It's always been that simple for Quaker Oats with Aunt Jemima and some of those brands that have just a terrible connection to certain people. I am really excited to see that Washington Redskins are going to eventually decide. And right now, they're, from what I hear, the rhetoric is that they're going to revisit it. I don't think that will be enough. They're going to have to make changes, just like Cleveland Indians, I think, is also in the camp that they're going to change their logo and title too. And, you know, this is not an abnormal situation. I mean, communities and societies grow. They grow with a different understanding of the things that we did yesterday may not be proper and okay today. And quite frankly, I think this is a long overdue process because this has been a debate, and not just debate, Eric, that we've had in kind of social circles. It's been debated in the court room too, and Dan Snyder has been successful in upholding the rights of that that name and logo. But right now, corporate America is going to force his hand to change. And of course, if you remove the dollars, if you remove people from the seats, that's going to speak volumes for the boardroom.
Lee, we are still smack dab, unfortunately, in the middle of a pandemic. All of these sports leagues either want to relaunch or get their season started. I get it. They're in the business of playing games. But there's a risk involved. Mike Trout, who might be the face of Major League Baseball, is saying he's not sure he's comfortable with playing this season. His wife is pregnant with their first kid. Now, legally, can Mike Trout just say, I don't want to play because of COVID-19? And if he does, what can the Los Angeles Angels do? How does this work legally?
Oh, my gosh. This is kind of a lawyer's kind of great scenario. You know, this is the what ifs on top of what ifs. There are some legal protections for any player that can say, look, I just don't feel comfortable. You are going to have to create an environment where I'm going to be safe. Very similar to a workers' comp situation. Now, here's the practical side, is that there are individual players like Mike Trout who make a significant amount of money, who have a significant amount of leverage to say, look, you know, you don't have to pay me. I'll just sit this season out. But there's other players who just don't have that luxury. They don't have the money to sit out, and so they're going to be forced to play. And it's going to be a decision like if it were you or I, Eric, and Eric with the deep pockets who can sustain a year or two off without pay, but myself who kind of needs the money. I would have to go to work. And so very, very everyday decisions that these guys would be making that other people would be making. But Mike Trout is in a situation to make that decision. So there are some legal obligations that are conflicting. Contractually, the team can say, you signed a contract, we're playing, you're obligated to play. Mike Trout will say, well, I don't feel safe. You're going to have to create an environment that's safe. And if you don't, I'm not coming to work. And by the way, you can't fire me because that's going to be wrongful termination. So basically, you're going to see some of your named players that can choose not to play and use that leverage. And so this is going to be the season with the asterisks by it, quite frankly. I don't know if how many players are going to make that choice not to play. So we may have some, you know, with baseball, some AAA players or some league players coming up into the majors to fill some voids. We may have some scab players similar to the NFL to kind of fill some spots for a year. So this season, and quite frankly, if you remember the 1919 flu, I believe that was a year, that pandemic lasted a couple of years. So I don't think I think we're just touching the start of how this is going to affect sports. Even think about the Super Bowl, Eric, that's in Tampa Bay this year in Florida, yeah. And they have an increase of coronavirus. So I wouldn't be surprised, and you heard it here first, if somebody's listening out and has a vote, that if they do play the Super Bowl, it's not going to be in Florida. It's going to move to another location. And right now, it seems like the northern states are really doing a good job kind of decreasing or holding steady on the coronavirus, if that maintains, I mean, you may see the Super Bowl played in a South Dakota or North Dakota as opposed to a southern state. That's I don't think there's any rules, and if there are any rules, they're out the door.
Yeah, wow, great point. Finally, Lee, before I let you go, we're 10 minutes away from Independence Day here in the Central Time Zone, the USA celebrating its 244th birthday. We're in the middle of a pandemic. Minneapolis is ground zero, the epicenter of the George Floyd tragedy. As you, an African-American lawyer, get up tomorrow on July 4th, and just basically all of us, how should we view this holiday, the nation's birthday? Because a lot's going on. How should we look at it?
You know, we should look at it as a self-reflection of are we provided freedom for ourselves? Are we fighting for freedom for others? And if so, what does that look like? And I do think that it's important for everybody to celebrate the term, the true term of independence. And I was reminding somebody who was of African-American descent that the Revolutionary War started by a guy named Crispus Attucks, and he was an African-American individual who was the first person shot in the Boston Massacre that started the Revolutionary War, and that was an African-American guy. So this concept or notion that African-Americans should not participate in the legacy of independence is a little misguided in the sense that if you consider the first person who lost their life for the independence of America was an African-American individual. But overall, the concept of independence, the concept of unity, the concept of a breathing document of constitution of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, and we're all created equal, is what we strive for. And I think we're kind of in this situation because of the George Floyd to corrupt and remind us of those important principles. And so hopefully everybody tomorrow with their family takes at least a couple of seconds to remind themselves of those principles.
Great stuff, Lee. I value your friendship and what you do for this station as far as sorting things out, especially given what happened with George Floyd. And we'll continue to talk down the road because things are evolving.
Absolutely. Well, you have a good night, Eric.
All right. Thank you. He's Lee Hutton, Twin Cities lawyer. We call this segment Sports in the Courts. We do it periodically. He came to you on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.